I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for sticking around on this Wednesday morning. 251-343-0106. That is the Essential Technologies text line. Get a few more texts to get to. I promise to get to those in due course. Joining us now here, and he seems like he's been on the show a lot, but like I said, the ambition here is to get both Jerry Carl and Barry Moore on every week from now until the beginning of March, March 5th, that primary, and just kind of talk about the news of the day. Maybe sometimes we'll pick an issue and kind of hit it. But joining us now, the aforementioned Jerry Carl, on his way to the Wiregrass. Congressman Carl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm calling you from the mobile campaign office. My 2019 pickup truck.
Well, I know how that goes. Like, especially in this district where you're just going to be driving back and forth. It all comes down to March 5th. But here we are, New Year's, and this is supposed to kind of turn the page. This is when the campaigning gets for real this time. But how's it going?
It's going good. We released a new ad today, a new TV ad. I think everybody will enjoy it. It kind of takes a poke at Biden and the border issue and kind of driving a point home. We want people to understand that the border issue is a huge issue for us, and we're constantly fighting it. We should have been with the group today. There's about 60 congressmen together at the border. Eagle Pass, I believe, is where they started, and they're trying to make a statement. I just couldn't afford to take time away from the campaign. I felt it was unfair to some people we already had some stuff planned to be with, so obviously I'm not going to be there. But the campaign's looking good, Jeff. We're getting lots and lots of positive responses from the Wiregrass area. We've still kept our base, Mobile, Ball, and Escambia County. You know, we'll keep loving on them, making sure they understand that they're our backbone, they're our roots. You know, you can't ever forget your roots or you'll die. So it's been fun. I love a good campaign, though. I truly do. It just gets my juices flowing.
Well, is it the same? You know, one time we talked, there's been a few appearances here on the program. You say that, and I cite this all the time, Congressman, about it being border security, immigration being like the big response you get when you're doing your campaign appearances.
That is the number one question I get on campaign period. That's the number one polling response is border security, period. And we're all focused on it. I don't know how much we're going to get out of this administration. The thing that's really discouraged me at this point, watching what the Senate's putting together, and I don't want to talk about what I will or won't vote for until after I have a chance to see it and read it. But, you know, they're trying to mix so many other things in with the border security. So we can beef up border security / Ukraine gets more money. I don't want to put myself in a position to say one way or the other. But, you know, the border security itself, you know, in the 2020 NDAA bill, there's money in there for the states to finish the wall. So I hope the states are continuously working on that. There's more funding for more border security guards down there. There's also money for National Guard troops to be down there also. So we've got more money going there, and I'm very proud of that. That was in the NDAA bill, but it's not enough. I mean, we got to stop it. I spent about a week going through all Central America trying to understand the migration of these people as well as the drugs. And as this campaign kicks in, you'll hear me talking more and more about it. I understand the migration part, and we can't just stop it at the border. We have to stop it at some other borders, too, south of us. And it can be done because we have governments down there that will work with us. But we're going to have to work with them and encourage them to help us, because these same people coming from Venezuela are passing through, Guatemala, they're passing through Panama. I mean, they're causing problems there also. So it's going to take more than just a wall. It's going to take the vision of how you can attack this as an entire Central American country and keep these people at home.
It was a good segue here, and you're starting to see a few hints and news reports. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, and impeachment in the House. Where are we on that? Do you see that moving that way on Biden as well? We haven't talked a whole lot about that. What are you hearing? What are you seeing out there?
Well, Mayorkas, that bum should have been gone years ago. I've got no use for him or his skill of communicating or getting anything done. I have no confidence in that man. He needs to be gone. We need to impeach him. So I hope that one does come up. I begin to see chatter. I saw some stuff that Green posted yesterday on it, and I think we'll start seeing some stuff coming from that. And the downside of that is we're down to one vote margin. Republicans or three Republicans to kill that idea. I don't think we've got three that would kill that idea, but one thing I've learned in Congress is you can't bank on 100% of anything. So as far as Biden is concerned, people keep, talking about impeaching Biden. There are still things we have to collect from him, bank records, so on and so forth. I know Jordan and Comer are working viciously hard to get that stuff collected as fast as we can. I don't want to jeopardize that just for the sake of impeachment. Impeachment is basically just going to be a stain on his record. Should he be impeached? Of course he should. But we've got to put together a good, strong case, because this case really won't. System can actually start digging into the president and right. Starting an active investigation, because he'll no longer be in office. But we're going to beat him. He's on the way out, and he knows it. So, and not only do we want him, we want all 20 of those family members and anybody else that may be involved in it. So we really need to focus on keeping as much emphasis on collecting that information as we can. I know everybody's being impatient. I'm one of them, but we've got to be patient on this one.
Joined by Congressman Jerry Carl. He's running for the first congressional district nomination against the incumbent second congressional district member, Barry Moore. They were facing head-to-head because of an ill-advised court decision where they drew him in the same congressional district. The courts did. Anyway, and next question I have for you, and I thought this was a really good line. You said it on Fox Business last week. We're talking about taking Trump off the ballot. It's happened in Colorado and Maine. And you said that this is the new COVID. This is the way we're not going to do this based straight up on a vote, but we got to use like a trick play or something, it seems. And the trick play here for Democrats is just get Donald Trump off the ballot if they can. You don't think that's going to work, do you?
No, I don't. I think the Supreme Court are smarter than that. But I truly believe that's what it is. I mean, it's one of the last plays they've got. So not just get him off the ballot, but stain him even more than he is. But you got to remember Trump and Trump has a way of walking into situations like he just evolves. He grows in these hostile situations. And when you start talking about the voters and the people, I mean, the people that, they were on the fence, supporting him or not. Now all of this stuff has started hammering him. They're going to take him off the balance. You're going to see Republicans that are on the fence go, wait a minute, nobody's going to be taken off the ballot. They're going to show up. They're going to vote, which if the Democrats were smart, they would have left it alone. But they're not. They're going to, they're doing what they think is best and tear him off the ballot. It's going to be it. I'm afraid it's going to go national. I'm afraid if the courts do come out and say, yes, the states have got a right to do that, I'm afraid you're going to see some huge Republican states do the same thing. And this country doesn't need that. I mean, we need to let anyone that wants to run to be on the ballot, let the people themselves make that choice. That's what we need. You know, we need some peace and harmony. Let's pick who our president's going to be and move forwards. But it's not happening this way. But this is the new thing. You remember during COVID, during 2020 election, you know, they had us all separated, mask up, had sleeping in separate rooms away from our family members and this and that. So they were really pushing that Dropbox mailing idea. So, you know, and they got everybody in this fearful mode and all worked up, you know, on the voting side. And, you know, they went with the drop boxes. And, you know, evidence has shown that those were rigged. They had people that were dropping multi-ballots. When I say multi, I'm talking hundreds. So you can't lie. The film doesn't lie. So now I feel like they're trying to take Trump and strip him off these ballots. It's the same mentality. Do whatever we can do to win. And that is not the America that I stand for. And I think that's not the American that most Americans, Republicans or Democrats, stand for. So I think that the Democrats are getting in a very dangerous area here when they start stripping people, especially Trump, off the ballot. I'm afraid Supreme Court comes out and says that what's going to happen in this country. I think you're going to see an uprising that we don't need again. We got enough enemies out there. We got enough wars going on. Last thing we need to be doing is fighting among ourselves.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think in the Supreme Court, I don't think that they will, but if they did, they said, yeah, states can do that. The Republican states got to respond the same way, right? I mean, we cannot have it where some states just do this and then the red states just shrug it off, because you're never going to win an election that way.
I don't think we have an option, to be honest with you. Two wrongs don't make a right, but we can't allow that to pass. You know, we've got to stand up. Again, I don't believe it's going to be a strange process. I don't think the Supreme Court's going to endorse it. I think they will shoot it down. I truly do. So then we're back at it again. But Trump has become, you know, such an icon. He's much stronger than he was in 2020, if you really look at it. Now, some of the folks who wouldn't support him in 2020, Democrats have pushed them to the side of, they're going to support him. Now, we've still got to go through the primary process, but that's not looking real good for DeSantis and the other ones that are running at all, because all the attention's being put on Trump. So get ready, folks. You know, we've got an election coming up here in Alabama, March 5th. We need people to turn out and vote, period. We don't need 10 or 12, 15% of the vote. We need a strong showing of votes, especially in the Republican side. Everybody says, well, it's Republican states, you got nothing to worry about. That is not the point. The point here is a show of strength as Republican Party. I think you'll be surprised how few Democrats actually turn out.
Last question. We just got a couple of minutes here. Government shutdown possibility. We haven't talked a lot about it. It made a lot of news stories, but yeah, you seem to think that it's on the horizon.
Yeah, I'm getting very nervous watching this, because we've got so much that needs to be done. You know, we had a CR, a continuous resolution that takes us through January the 19th is the magic date. I'm already seeing a lot of the folks, you know, that rowdy bunch saying that either they get the border completely sealed up, are they going to shut the government down? You know, they're already threatening to shut the government down, shut the government down, shut the government down. You know, that's all they're talking about right now. That makes me nervous. That really makes me nervous. I don't think a government shutdown benefits anybody, least of all serving the people. So I think it's something we need to keep an eye on. We'll be back in D.C. next week. We'll start trying to work through some issues as far as the amendment process, see if we can get, you know, some more of our bills passed. Again, we're down to one vote because of Bill Johnson. He's stepping down. I think he already has, but that gets us to a one vote majority, and that's a dangerous place to be. Very dangerous. So we as Republican Party have got to work together. So, you know, encourage your Republican congressman to work as a team and not as an independent on this one. Are we going to spend the next year watching Democrats get what they want? I'm afraid this direction we're going.
Congressman, we got to leave it there. Safe travels real quick. If folks want to find out more about your campaign or get in touch, how can they do so?
Thank you, Jeff. Jerry Carl, Congress. We need folks knocking on doors, putting a yard sign up. You need a yard sign, call us. Gold Line, you can find us, Jerry Carl for Congress. Love to hear from you.
Congressman, once again, safe travels and thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Jeff. Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year to you. Jerry Carl, he's running for the 1st Congressional District nomination. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.